Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a couple of great minds on the show today, and you're going to get to hear what they have to say about all things politics. This half hour, we got our good friend Bill Brandt, who is an outstanding global businessman, president of DSI Development Specialists Incorporated, also one of the great Democratic operatives and a very close friend of the Democrat nominee apparent. And he's our good friend Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here, Jim, especially in the company of your next guest.
Exactly, which is Rich Gavin, who spins to the right. Bill spins to the left. Rich spins to the right, and Rich is a Republican operative, and he's also the purveyor of the twice weekly column Mullings.com. And our good friend Rich Gavin, welcome back.
Thank you, man. I was just saying, I'm not the best friend of either candidate.
So okay, we've got this convention going on, the Republican convention. And Bill, it's been fun to talk to Democrats this week as they've had their fun with Republicans about how the convention's going. And I think they might be getting a little bit ahead of themselves, because you guys have got a convention coming up, and we'll see how that turns out. So what are your first impressions, Bill, of the Republican convention so far?
Jim, our corporate motto, which hangs on my wall in our headquarters, is if you're being run out of town, get in front and make it look like a parade. And I believe that actually adage would apply well to this convention, although I must say I continue to be impressed by the cat-like balance that Donald Trump has of turning everything to his advantage, and I have to doff my hat. What a great showman, and as people are saying, out of this convention, depending on whether he hits the ball out of the park tonight with his speech, he and Melania come off great despite all of the contretemps, and I think Ted Cruz may have sent a torpedo into his own ship for 2020. Amazing.
Wow. And you're being sincere about that in that comment.
Yeah, Marshall. I think that Trump is a formidable candidate. There are two ways to run for office, as Rich knows. That is, unopposed and scared. And I think that Trump has a very realistic possibility of being the next president of the United States. We take it seriously. The country ought to take it seriously.
Yeah.
But I think he's a great showman.
And you thought Cruz did himself harm by not endorsing Trump?
You know, Republicans tend to be of the old school, and I mean this in the kindest way. They are. I mean, we're all friends in this business, and graciousness counts, and that level of ingraciousness and whatnot, that you don't do that. I mean, when you come right down to it, people are going to remember that you just don't elect a jerk to be president, and Cruz looks like a jerk.
Yeah. That was he has that reputation, doesn't he, Rich?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why he has no friends in Washington. I mean, he once tried to get a second on a relatively innocuous motion, and nobody would second his motion just to push him backwards because they were so angry with him. But this is what he's done. I mean, this is how he's made his bones in Washington. I mean, he came to Washington convinced that he could blow the place up. He came very close to it. I don't think anybody thought that he could be as popular with the voters as he's turned out to be, but I didn't think Trump could either, so that tells you where I am. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
What are your thoughts on the convention?
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, as we move through time, but I disagree. I don't know that this is going to ruin his career. We've had people say, you know, we've had people who have ruined their careers, you know, our whole adult lives, and it turns out they popped their heads up about 3.5 years later.
Well, let's,
and
Well, let's move on because I want to get your Rich, I want to get your thoughts. Hold on, Bill. I want to get Rich's thoughts. I want to get Bill's thoughts on the convention. I mean, Rich's thoughts on the convention before we go to a break. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay. Well, I mean, just from as two tacticians and strategists that have been through these things before, we look at things differently than I think the average voter does. I mean, this is what happens when you have a convention with a campaign staff that's about nine guys. They just can't keep they can't keep all those plates spinning at the same time. And when one gets wobbly, it just takes over. It knocks them all, the rest of them down. And I think the fear among Republican, you know, operatives like me is that this is not the primaries anymore. You don't have a week or 2 weeks in between elections. It's 51 on the same day. And I think everybody's hoping that they get the ship righted, get some people in there that know what they're doing, and get this thing going, because I don't see how Trump wins.
We're very interesting, folks. The Democrats thinking Trump might win. The Republicans, not so much. Is this bizarre world or what? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.